Hey, hello. Today is November. Whoa, November the 4th, Monday. Still 2019, and time's flying. It's crawling, it's digging, it's flying, and before long we'll have, played more video games and ate too much food and then get drunk. Just keep the show on the road. What show? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to keep this freaking thing going. Let's see. What can I have? Row the boat, rolling down the stream. Holly ho, holly ho, let's get a drink. Make a bet, there's a hoe come up the path. Yes, she's mine. No, she's mine. It's all ours. Because we see her first. Oh, I don't know how where they come from. Yuck. Oh, so today, I think this counts as a song. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm just testing this audio and talking what I gonna do this week. So it's I don't know, maybe you don't know. I'm in Austin, Texas, and this week is the Austin Design Week. There's tons of stuff. And you may think Austin is just a tiny bit of, land by the Travis, by the river, by the lake, whatever. But it has tons of stuff. Everybody's so active here. In every possible way, I would imagine, which is great. So today I'm thinking about going to the hub to see some Pokey Hidden Power exhibition. It's about Polish women and their feminism. Well, it's convenient because I want to see about thriving a design career. I mean, once you have a design career, you have no choice but to thrive. It's all growth from there. You cannot just keep it to yourself anymore. You are a designer. Blossom like something. And I might go to the Emily Eisenhart Artist Studio because I'm very fascinated about their creative spaces. It's just so homey. I just want to move in and live there, be their cat or something. It just looks so homey, man. I know. I just looking at the pictures with artist herself sitting on top of some kind of cabinets, looking like a cat herself. So maybe that's why I'm saying that. Let's see what else. Improv. Right, I went to see a improv show at Cold Town, a local happening place for improv and stand-up stuff. It's a show called Angela. It's about incarceration, the prison system, the death row inmates, their side of the story, but with improv. I felt the tension, man. They did a good job at recreating that oppressive, intimidating, and inhumane environment where the inmates has to help to keep themselves somehow. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I used to be fascinated about prison system, and because it's just so far removed from what we perceive as a normal life. Maybe that's the purpose, I don't know, but it just seems like putting the humans to a zoo, or you know what I mean. Compassion to them, and I don't know, it's like maybe there's a lot of societal failures on that point. Of course they're always for everybody, right? It's not nothing's perfect. That's why there are jobs, there are works to do. Okay, and what kind of joke can I have? Well, I'm just going freeform here because I'm lacking filter. It's a Monday morning hot coffee. So my husband thinks, no, he's not thinks. No, he's researching by my prompting, sociopath. Well, actually, yeah, and a friend actually sent me some stuff material to research about sociopaths because she remembered me when reading those materials. So what the fuck? And my own husband is researching about psychopaths. Well, you can draw your own conclusions. I don't know. I have no idea. What's the normal state of a normal mental state of a normal human being? We just go around having I don't know. We just do what we can with what we can perceive. You know, I don't know. It's powerlessness when you're different. You know, when you don't know why people are treating you differently, and you have no clue why was is there anything wrong with you, and how do you define wrongness, and in what society one thing's wrong, the other thing's not wrong, and they're just the same. The two sides of the same coin. So it's kind of it's fascinating. I was thinking about doing maybe psychology studies, but then I thought, well, it just reading books about it and talking to people might just suffice, you know. Who have time to learn all about psychology? I mean, it's defeating purpose, maybe. That's the kind of the joke. So my husband is interesting, and I have to say I'm treating him as a just the not one of the boys, but the man I'm hanging out with. And I think I don't know. I think it works well this way. I mean, he's not my lord. He's not my maybe he's sometimes he's my better half. But I don't think he's my the man of the house. I means he's taller, he's probably stronger, but I'm faster, you know? So I'm sneakier. Okay, where am I going with this? Okay, so I think we're just treating each other as friends. First and foremost, we apologize to each other. We sometimes get drunk and talk shit about each other. I give him permission to call me bitch whenever he likes, and I call him like I call him a fat fox sometimes and other things. But I don't know. I find it's better than just politely cover everything up. I mean, it's a kind of like a bar environment in my household for now. We just talk about every stuff, every shit. I think it helps because I at least for me, I feel like we're experimenting for the with this marriage thing because neither of us have done it before. So we just poke each other their sore spot, and at least that's what marriages are for, from what I observed. And we might as well just do it from the beginning and do it in the clear. And I think that helps a lot. And once a year, we talk about, hey, should we continue this marriage? And now and then, we talk about, hey, you should. I don't know. We just kind of just get each other's vulnerabilities out. You know, we don't know what we're doing, and we're two different people, which is why maybe it works. I don't know. Maybe. Still together. So is that a joke? I don't know. The joke is there's no rule to jokes. There's no rule to life. There's no rule to marriage. There's no rule for prison system. There's no rule for your being who you are. And we're just all learning. Might as well just let it out in the clear, right? Just try not try not to hurt each other. When I call my husband names and when he calls me names, yes, it stings. But I think we know it's come from a good place. It's not like we can be mean, of course, it's for fun, right? It's fun being mean to your spouse. But it's, I mean, you have to have good intention in your heart, and the other person, you have to know the other person long enough that they know that you have good intention in your heart. And then just everything else, you just play fast and loose, I think. Why am I talking about that? I'm talking about my husband thinking I'm a psychopath, and we curse at each other, and being pals together. And that's it. That's how I want my life. Yes, nothing too spectacular. And that's my dirty laundry. I'm gonna air it all the fucking time. It's fun, right? It's like people see it, they know the stain, they know how it got there, and they're just like, oh, I'm not alone. So yeah, air your fucking dirty laundry. And nobody fucking cares exactly, right? Just take care of yourself and each other. And that's one way to take care of people, you know? Try not to be too anal and too strict about anything. Life is all aspect or all directions. Some directions you cannot see. So just don't know, just don't think too radically, if you know what I mean. Okay, this is too long, and I blame the coffee and my husband and my life, and I'm out.